This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Stocks closed out a stellar first quarter last week. This week's jobs report will help determine if the momentum will continue. The S&P 500 rose more than 10% in the first 3 months of the year, its best start to a year since 2019. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq Composite popped over 9%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained about 5.5% in the period. Updates on the labor market will highlight the first trading week of the new quarter. Fresh readings on job openings and wage data will preface the biggest headline of the week, the March jobs report, which is due out Friday morning. Updates on activity in the services and manufacturing parts of the economy are also on the economic calendar. On the corporate side, results of pivotal shareholder vote in Disney's proxy battle with activist investor Nelson Peltz are expected on Wednesday, assuming that the two sides don't reach a deal beforehand. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditures, PCE, excluding energy and food, increased 0.3% month over month in February. At a San Francisco Federal Reserve conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell called the reading more along the lines of what we want to see and said that the job market and the economy are strong right now. That means that we don't need to be in a hurry to cut, he said. In the week ahead, focus will shift to whether that characterization of the economy holds up. With the Fed committed to holding rates higher until it sees that confidence, all eyes have turned to the labor market, where continued resilient data has economists hopeful inflation can fall to 2% without the economy slipping into recession. The March jobs report is expected to show 216,000 non-farm payroll jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month, with unemployment falling to 3.8%, according to data from Bloomberg. In February, the U.S. economy added 275,000 jobs, while the unemployment rate hit 3.9%. And largely, economists don't expect there to be any signs of cracks in the strong labor market story. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.